Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 9:30 and it's time now for another one of our community connections today. And I got the ladies in here today, and we are living united here with the Bartlesville Regional United Way. And how are we doing, Miss Lisa?
Good morning, Tom. We're doing great.
Katie?
Hi. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy anywhere. But we are talking about our kickoff so far as we're into campaign season. Not that kind of campaign, folks. We're talking about the United Way campaign. Take your mind off that business and concentrate on this business for a while where it really hits home and hits close to home. How are we doing so far?
You know, I've been really encouraged and impressed with the large companies and their internal campaigns this year. Mm-hmm. There seems to be an excitement and we're going to get this done. Mm-hmm. We are doing the best we can without having the huge golf tournament that we had to cancel mm-hmm. earlier.
But all things aside, we've had our day of caring. How's that going there?
That was a really fun experience.
Unique.
Yes. Yeah. So it's definitely different than how it normally is. Normally, we're kind of the middleman for a lot of these amazing mm-hmm. companies and these nonprofits throughout Bartlesville. But we kind of left it up to the individual this year, and we got some really creative projects. Our partner agencies were really feeling the love this time. ConocoPhillips did yard signs for them. Their teams made care kits for their clients. So we had some really awesome projects, and everything just, you know, it all just kind of makes you feel good.
Well, great. That is a great feeling. Now, we've got, Lisa, a thing where our retirees, and they do a great job.
Yes.
And I understand that we're kind of giving them a, hey, it's that time of year again business.
Yes, and this year we have, we're relying on individuals more than ever before, and our retirees are so generous. They want to continue to give even though they're not in the workplace. So if you're a retiree from ConocoPhillips or Phillips 66, they match your donation. So you should be receiving in the next week or so the retiree letter. Our retiree chairs this year are Thad and Mary Friedman. Thad is a board member, and he and Mary do so much for our community. So I was honored when he said yes, and I asked him to be the chair. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're really needing individuals this year to step up, and if they have been giving, that's great. Maybe they could consider bumping it up 10%, or if they haven't given before and they're recently retired, we would love to get in touch with them, and they can contact us at the office.
That's great. Now, I know that this is a group of folks from what we say downtown with ConocoPhillips and with P66, and this group has been phenomenal.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Last year, we were able to... We raised about $250,000, and then that was matched from retirees alone. So it is something we're really lucky to have in our community, and the generosity that ConocoPhillips mm-hmm. and Phillips 66 continued, even with retiree employees. That is something I feel very grateful, and it's very humbling to know that they invest so much in our community and in Bartlesville Regional United Way.
Now, Katie, we also had a little bit of fun with God's chosen chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on at Chick-fil-A.
So Chick-fil-A has really become such a great partner for us this campaign season. They were there on the field with us to announce our goal at kickoff.
Yeah.
They have donated several cards for free sandwiches, free chicken nuggets for those who donate. And then now they have decided for the month of October that they are going to donate 10% of their cookie sales to the Bartlesville Regional United Way through their Cookies for a Cause program. So anytime you get a cookie, it could be just a single cookie, a pack of six. Anytime you get a cookie, 10% of that money will go back to the United Way. Thanks to our friends over at Chick-fil-A.
Wow, that is a tasty way of getting it done.
You know? Exactly. Yes. It's a win-win both ways. You get a yummy cookie, and you also get to make a donation.
A double bonus.
Yeah, they do really make really good chocolate chip cookies. I'm telling you, they're one of my favorites. But you know, Chase, with his with his generosity with the community, not just with Bartlesville Regional United Way, Chick-fil-A is an integral part of our community. And we are so fortunate and so thankful for the partnership this year. They were at our kickoff with the cow and provided some free Chick-fil-A cards that Katie mentioned. And, you know, if anyone wanted a text to give, we would be happy to give them, no matter the amount they text to give, we'd happy to give them one of those cards for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
And I drop by, and I can attest that the drive-through is wonderful. It's 90 seconds to a blessed day.
It really is. So we're just, you know, it's just so good to be part of a community that's so generous and puts people's needs above their own sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm so happy to live in Bartlesville and to be part of the Bartlesville Regional United Way.
Now, ladies, I understand we have some internal campaigns going on. What's going on here? Give me the scoop. Give me the scoop.
So we have been out and about in the community the past month or so, and we have been kicking off internal campaigns for several different companies. We were just recently at the one for Ascension St. John's, which that was a really cool cookout. And we got to go to the P66. We got our kicks on Route 66 with them. And it was really fun. It's so much fun to go to these and really kind of tell people, like, this is what your money goes to. This is why you need to give. And, of course, you know, we always have lots of free goodies. So people really love, you know, when we come too. So it's really cool to kind of get out and actually talk to the community and tell them, thank you. Thank you for your donation and everything that you do.
Oh, man. And so many companies already participate. We're one of them. We got the sign out front. I signed up. I know everybody else did. So this is a pretty cool thing to do. The companies just kind of remind us that, hey, you know, we're all in this together.
That's right. I mean, nothing says live united than when a company and its employees unite together for a greater cause. So I mean, those kickoffs are different this year. I mean, in the past, we've had some face-to-face. We've done a lot of virtual kickoffs this year, and that has been fun, but I really miss the face-to-face.
So
next year, I'm looking forward to us being able to do more face-to-face events, including our golf tournament.
I can't wait for that to come back.
You and me both. I've missed my friends that I've made with the past 4 years at that golf tournament, and I just spoke to someone, a sponsor from Texas, on the phone yesterday, and she's like, I missed you. I said, I've missed you too. So next year we're going, you know, those sponsors that have continued to let us have a donation, they will be included in a VIP event at the golf tournament. I don't know what that entails, but it will be extra special because we're really, really grateful for them continuing to donate.
That is really super. Now, you're about the most accessible charity to access. You help out so many people in this area of Oklahoma and parts of Kansas. And if anybody ever wanted to have a question answered, how do they get a hold of you, Katie?
So the best way is to contact us over at our office. Lori is the one who manages all of our phones, and she can be reached at 918-336-1044. But really, if you need direct services, the best way to get help is to call 211. They have really, they're an amazing organization that really kind of helps people find the services that will get them the help that they need. So if you're kind of finding that coronavirus has put you in a really bad spot, that's a great place that you can call, and they can say, how do you need help? We will get you that help. So if you need direct services, definitely call 211. But if you just want to kind of make a donation, you want to chat, you want to find out more about us and what we do, then definitely give us a call, 918-336-1044. Or you can come by our offices at 415 East Silas Street, in downtown Bartlesville. You can also hit us up on our website. It's bartlesvilleuw.org. Or social media. We are going really heavy with the social media this year. You know, everything's kind of going virtual. So we're really trying to spread the word of our partner agencies through our Facebook page, kind of spread what we're doing, who we are meeting with, all that stuff So you can follow us on Facebook. That's just Bartlesville Regional United Way. Or you can give us a like on Instagram, and that's at Bartlesville UW.
Wow.
That's a mouthful.
I know,
lots
of people at you.
You can't miss them, folks.
That is, we're trying. You know, we want to be out in the community and present and really helping people and tell our story. So it's something that I'm passionate about. Katie's passionate about it as well. Everyone, I mean, we have a great board of directors and a lot of support throughout the community with the companies and other individuals. So we are not shy to talk about Bartlesville Regional United Way. So if you ever have any questions, feel free to do all that stuff, or email me, and my email is lisa@bartlesvilleuw.org.
Well, Lisa, I got a little bit of time. Tell us a little bit about that passionate story.
Well, I mean, you know, I've lived in Bartlesville 25 years now, and I moved here to work for the Department of Human Services and Child Welfare. I did that for 22 years, and I loved it. And I was always a donor of United Way, just knew that it was the right thing to do, but really didn't know what United Way did. So when I was honored to get this job, I realized how many impacted individuals that United Way donor dollars do. So, you know, Bartlesville Regional United Way has been around for over 80 years. And through those 80 years, we've helped numerous partner agencies in the programs. So it takes some fundraising off of those partner agencies that we have, mm-hmm. so we can support their programs. And we fund programs, not partner agencies, but we have 14 partner agencies and over 30 programs we help support. And then earlier this year, we were able, with the generosity of Phillips 66, distribute over about $341,000 in COVID-19 grants to over 50 nonprofits in our service area.
And some of those went to, you know, places you might take for granted.
That's right. I mean...
And it's these kind of like almost invisible gifts, but they're very visible to the people who need them.
Yes.
This is kind of what makes our community go around, folks, when it comes to safety netting and what have you. The Bartlesville Regional United Way has a lot to do with that.
Well, we hope we do, and we know that the partner agencies we help support, they're out there doing the great work behind the scenes in the trenches, changing lives every single day. So really proud to partner up with those agencies, and we just want to, you know, someone's asked me, why should you give to United Way and not directly to the partner agency? And I said, well, you could do both. And if you want to just donate to the partner agencies, that's great. However, if you donated if I had a dollar, and you heard all these presentations from the 14 partner agencies we support, which one would you choose?
That'd be tough.
It would be tough. So with United Way, the dollar is spread throughout those 14 partner agencies and 30 programs we help support.
We're also a very good steward of the dollar, yes. too. It's not like you're going to make a donation to us and we're just going to give it and hope that they do something really good with it. We really make sure that your dollar is getting spent wisely. These programs, we really keep an eye on them, and we make sure that the dollar is getting spent wisely so that no money is wasted.
All right, we got a few seconds left. So, Katie, let's give them the website and the phone number.
Yes, so you can reach us at BartlesvilleUW.org. Or you can give us a call, 918-336-1044.